You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on April 5th, 2024. Welcome to episode 12 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, intro into the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Vanity Mirror's Puff with Dandelion Wish. That was Dandelion Wish from Vanity Mirror's Puff. Next up is DJ Dandelion's Say My Name.
DJ Medallion. DJ Medallion. DJ Medallion. DJ Medallion.
Now, I'd like to discuss the SFE Athletics at this time. On March 30th, the Red Leaps track and field athletes competed in two track and field events, both in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Mike Finale Classic and Stanford Invitational, where times were generally in meters, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. Here are the Red Leafs results from the Mike Finale Classic hosted by San Francisco University. In the women's 1 mile or 1609 meters, Rachel Watkins charged in at 5.038 for third, and Madison Stuchnov dashed in at 5.07.73 for eighth. In the men's 1 mile or 1609 meters, Jacob Adani rushed in at 4.18.02 for ninth, followed by Ephraim Mekonnen at 4.18.44 for 10th. Second with the Stanford Invitational, hosted by Stanford University. I believe they're based in Palo Alto, California, a suburb of San Francisco. I'm not sure if any SFU track and field competitors posted any top 10 results, as some results are divided in different heats, such as 800 and 1500 meter runs, the latter of which were SFU participated in. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the Western Oregon Wolves. SFU fell 5-2 in 9 innings in Game 1, where Western Oregon scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth, as the Red Leafs batted in no runs, with runs scored by Annika Jensen and Rachel Bowles, in contrast to the Wolves' 5 runs batted in. SFU fell 5-1 in Game 2, which took 7 innings, as Christian Davy Duke drove in and scored a lone Red Leafs run with a home run in the bottom of the second off Erica Solis, who ultimately became the winning pitcher in Game 2 at SFU's Beattie Field in Burnaby. On Easter Monday, April 1st, the SFU men's golf team started at the Seattle Redhawk U Invitational in University Place, Washington, which concluded on April 2nd. The Red Leafs finished in a 13th place tie with the Sacred Heart Pioneers after firing 29 over par 881 strokes in 3 rounds. SFU was led by Dansby Carswell and Brendan O'Brien, as both fired 7 over par 220 strokes each in a 5-way tie for 51st in their final regular season play. Jackson Lake of Oregon State Beavers won the individual crown after firing 11 under par 202 strokes, as he led the Beavers to the team crown after 25 over par 827 strokes after 3 rounds at Chambers Bay Golf Course in University Place, Washington. 2 games are on tap today. The Red Leafs softball dropped their first game against Western Washington 4-2. The Red Leafs were led by Abby McGlynn, who went 1-for-3 with 1 run scored and 1 RBI. The second game is currently in progress at this time, where SFU leads 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back.
DJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene are first at 13-3 conference, 30-7 overall. Conference records take priority, with overall records breaking conference record ties. Western Washington are second at 7-2 conference, 27-4 overall. Western Oregon are third at 6-2 conference, 18-13 overall. St. Marlins, 4th, 7-5 conference, 16-15 overall. Central Washington, 5th, 6-6 conference, but 11-22 overall. Montana State Billings are 6th at 1-11 conference with an 8-27-1 overall record. And Simon Fraser are dead last at 1-12 with a 6-25 overall record.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Welcome back. The third act is Christian Monack's El Baile Los Pueblos.
Thank you.
The fourth band is Prince Shima and Purveyors of Free Will's Facebook World. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
That are admitted with COVID.
Our attention now.
According to a new United Nations hospital, this devastating climate change is happening now.
Ask why not them. Just click and listen. let it burst. Algorithmic headlines replace the search for truth. Get angry, get sad, get happy. Who cares what you feel? Just click let it burst. It's Facebook World. Facebook World.
Welcome to the second half of episode 12 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, an intro into the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Chris Valens, Songs About Songs. Here is the future.
dime. Short